T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Great. This is the weekend.
Fine weekend. Yeah.
Good weekend.
Oh, excellent weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
A weekend.
It's the weekend.
On your mark. Get set.
Ready for the weekend.
Is everybody ready for the weekend?
I tell you what, for some reason this week, more than ever, I am. And normally I'm like, I could wait.
You got a great weather weekend, let me tell you. If you're going to be outside, you're going to love it, because here we go. Sunny, 72 today, 48 tonight.
Yes!
Let me repeat that. 48 tonight. Going to wake up in the morning. It's going to be cool. It's going to be so nice. Mostly sunny Saturday, 75. Sunny Sunday, 75.
Look, if you catch me on my back porch in a sweatshirt with no bra on, coffee in hand, don't be judging me.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to be enjoying that cool weather, my cup of coffee tomorrow.
Wanda, why wouldn't you? It's the weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, I was nosing around, and right about now is when all the artists release the Christmas songs and records that they recorded during the summer.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson's got one coming out, and it's a little different.
Oh, really?
It sounds like a happy, and it is a happy, upbeat Christmas song.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
But it has a twist.
Okay.
And I'm going to play you a clip of it coming up here in just a sec.
All right.
See whether you like it or not. But just the little clip I'm going to play you gives you the gist of the whole tune.
Hey, those pipes on her, she can't go wrong.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of talent bundled up in that girl.
Yeah, it is.
And she can belt it, man. And she's funny.
Yeah, I would say she's cute and bubbly, so she's like the perfect package.
She is, man. She's got it. She's taking over that Ellen slot when Ellen finally says goodbye.
We got to stop. We're banging her head bigger than it is. We got to stop.
Hacking up a trailer on the 2-inch hit.
Lainey Wilson, that thing could be her first number one. We'll see. We'll see. It's in the top five right now. 6:05 the time. The temperature is 50 degrees.
It was so nice when I walked out my front door. I said, yes.
So nice. I resisted putting on any kind of a jacket. I have the T-shirt on, but it's almost time.
I knew I was going to walk out the door and be cold, so I did.
So you ready for the Kelly Clarkson clip, I promise?
Yes, I'm ready.
Now is when all the artists put out their Christmas music that they've recorded over the summer. And it's available. Some do it much earlier. Carrie Underwood this year did it much earlier, but she cheated. She just added a couple of songs to the album she put out last year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She totally cheated.
Cheater. So here's this Kelly Clarkson clip. The title sort of gives us away of this. The title is Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You.
Ooh.
So, Christmas isn't canceled, just you.
Hey, I dig that. Good for her.
She's so feisty, isn't she?
She is.
So feisty.
Reminds me of Since You've Been Gone or something.
Yeah, no, it does. 6:07, welcome to Friday.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back.
We Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:36. Finally, Friday, the weekend, just around the corner. Celebrities are just like us. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
There are many examples of how celebrities are just like us, and this is just one of them. And if you're planning a wedding next year, you may want to follow in the footsteps of Ben and Jennifer.
Oh.
That's right. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are allegedly planning an $80 million fairy tale wedding.
I'm sorry. Hold on. They just got together like back in May. They're already planning a wedding? I mean, this should have happened a long time ago, but...
Ben and Jen are totally on the same page about getting married, and they want the wedding to be a real showstopper.
I believe it.
They've both said they want no expense spared and are looking at a six-day party. It will have everything, an A-list celebrity guest list. All their celebrity friends will be there, loved ones, including Matt Damon and Ellen DeGeneres.
Nice.
There will be performances from Mary J. Blige and other artists.
Wow.
There will be a sky-high budget for food, drinks, and flowers. Oprah has even offered her estate in Montecito as the venue. They both feel getting back together after so long was meant to be, and they want to honor that with a huge celebration. Listen to this. Listen to this egomaniacal statement.
Okay.
They want their big day to truly reflect their relationships which they feel should go down in the history books as one of the greatest showbiz love stories ever told.
Oh my God. How full of yourself can you be?
A lot. Very full. Very full. And they're proving that every day. I saw a piece of film when they showed up on a red carpet somewhere for the first time together, and it lasted forever. They were out there posing. She's in this big, you know, beautiful gown. He's in his tux. He's got his hand on her butt the whole time.
Well, you know, I'd have my hand on her butt the whole time, too. You seen that booty?
Yeah.
And hips don't lie.
I've seen it. I've seen it more than once.
Wow, celebrities are just like us.
They are. Told you.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat.
I'm living this good life. All right, so you might have heard about this last year, but now there's an update. Early in the pandemic, a family near Dallas started leaving brightly painted rocks next to a trail to cheer up people as they went for walks. Then other people started doing it, and now they've broken a world record for the largest display of painted pebbles, which, in case you're wondering, is around 24,459.
That's a lot of pebbles, man. A lot of pebbles. technology has taken us so far. This is going to sound weird, but my good vibe today is actually an obituary.
Oh.
It was written by a bot. You know, a lot of writing on the internet where you spot mistakes and stuff was written by an automated bot.
Right.
That writes it. This is an obituary that was written by a bot and actually got published.
Okay.
Brenda Tent retired from living at the age of old. Surrounded by family and natural causes.
Nice.
A librarian from birth, Brenda was an avid collector of dust.
As most librarians are.
She had a sweetheart and married her high school. She loved having hobbies and helping her sons to be disadvantaged youths. She had no horses, but thought she did.
Okay.
The church gave her a choir because she sang like a bird and looked like a bird, and Brenda was a bird. She owed us so many poems. The funeral will be held in 1977 in heaven. In lieu of flowers, send Brenda more life. I didn't make any of that up. That was actually written.
I actually saw that going around, but I saw that it was written by a kid. So to know that that was wrong, it was written by a bot. That's hilarious. Because I was like, how does a kid write even write that? No. Wow, that's pretty good. Now, Dale.
Yeah.
I thought you had another story.
I passed it along to you.
Oh, it's for me to tell?
Yeah, you said you didn't have one. I gave you one.
Oh, that's so kind
of
you.
But I'd be glad to tell it if you want me to.
No, I guess I'll tell it. So there's a teacher who was at school in Asheville. I'm already messing it up. Anyways, this mama bear and her cub wandered up onto the playground at the elementary school, and they started climbing all over the playground, and you can see the mama bear going down the slide, and then soon after, the baby cub follows, and they're just playing around. It's just a super sweet moment that got shared, and it's really cool that this teacher just happened to be around and got it on video, and it's going viral. I'm going to share it to the Wolf page because it's just too sweet.
All right. It is a cute video. There's no doubt about it. 6:55, you get tickets to see Brooks and Dunn a little later here on this fine program.
I saw the lineman baptized. Go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Sam Hunt doing a little more singing than talking on that one. That's 23-7-12. Sunny today, 72, 50 now. Wish my son and his teammates good luck tonight. I know a bunch of those guys listen to the show on the app. So.
Oh, cool.
Good luck tonight. Big home game tonight. And they're still undefeated.
All right.
Still undefeated. Let's see what happens. Hey, speaking of fun and games, coming up at about 7:25 or so, we'll play Beat the Wolf for that final pair of Brooks and Dunn concert tickets. That show's next weekend.
And speaking of undefeated, how about them Panthers?
Go Panthers. Here we go again. Let's see what happens. How about this? How about we play... Let's do it at 7:25.
Okay.
We'll say 7:25. Don't call now. We'll tell you when to call. It's really fun. It's not that hard. I know we say, oh, I can't answer 10 questions in 30 seconds. Well, the truth is you don't have to.
We believe in you. That's all that matters. We believe in you.
That's right. It's Friday. You're going to win. So be ready to play. We'll give you a heads up if you need to pull over and get someplace safe before you play.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
The Roval is...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Kathy Brown is standing by right now to play Beat the Wolf to win Brooks and Dunn concert tickets. Can she do it? Let's see what happens.
10 questions, 30 seconds. Can you beat the wolf?
Kathy Brown, you'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. The answers to those questions will contain some form of the word...
Jack.
Go.
Another word for pancakes.
Flapjack.
A person who cuts down trees.
Lumberjack.
You put this on over your clothes when it's cold outside.
Jacket.
Card game where you get close to 21.
Flapjack? That's not right.
Here comes the wolf.
A large cash prize in a lottery.
Getting closer.
Jackpot.
No! Oh! See? It's happened. That's okay. We made arrangements before we got started. Her mom and dad, Keith and Robin, are getting the tickets. So, Keith and Robin, enjoy Brooks and Dunn. You guys have a good time. That wolf is so fast.
Yeah.
That 30 seconds goes by so quick.
Waves keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves.
I give it the whole show. Friday morning, at last, the weekend is here. I know you're happy. We're all happy about the weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, sunny and nice. Hope you got a good night's sleep. My son's teammates are blowing me up this morning saying they heard a little, shared their little shout-out.
Aw.
Good luck to them tonight in their game. I hope they got a good night's sleep. Last night, I go to bed 10 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
I didn't nap yesterday. I was tired. I was sleepy. I didn't eat before I went to bed. I didn't do any of that stuff. I didn't look at
nothing
my
weird.
iPad.
Got
none
you.
Of that.
Got you.
So I guess I fell right asleep, and I guess I slept great for the time I slept because I woke up. I thought I heard my phone, and I woke up, and I'm, oh, gosh, I can't be time to get up. Oh, so I start to roll over out of bed. It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. Dale, I can't even begin to tell you how my week has been. I think I've come in and complained every day about something. Yeah. My kid's not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. I'm having nightmarish dreams. I'm getting up a million times at night. I don't know who I am. Like, emotionally, I'm like, who am I this week? Like, I just don't feel like me. Even yesterday, my best friend's like, are you okay? Is your headspace like okay?
Have you done your dream research? Have you done your Google machine?
So I did not do any dream research because I don't really like what I dreamed about so vividly the other night. I don't care to research it. Right, it was right. So scary.
You told me about it. It was scary.
I don't want to research it. It's been just in my brain. Anyways, I'm scrolling on the old Facebook today, and you know, I'm only partially hippy dippy. I have a lot of friends that are like hippy dippy.
Yeah, but you're like 75%.
They're like 150.
All right, all
so
right.
Give me some credit here, okay?
All right, give me credit.
I guess it sounds cliche, but Mercury retrograde is happening.
Oh my gosh.
It is.
You gotta be kidding me. No. Mercury's in retrograde.
But not only is Mercury in retrograde, as are Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and Chiron. So you can blame all of them, okay? Now, Mercury, she's like, she's going to make your computer freeze, right? She's that kind of biatch,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
But the other ones are the true villains, and that's why we're suffering this week.
Well, anytime Uranus is involved, you've got problems.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Music brought to you.
Friday morning, I have to chug my water and take a deep breath because this is a lot of birthdays to be celebrating.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating today through Sunday. Starting with today, Lindsay Guerin of Stokesdale, Brenda Elliott of Providence, Brandon Palmer of Thomasville, Mary Marks of Walkertown, I broke up, Sari Collette of Winston-Salem, Lindsay Winfrey of King, Kristen Moore from Rural Hall, Rhonda Ash of Winston-Salem, Amanda Burnett of Kernersville, Autumn Baines of Randleman, Brad Bartow of Greensboro, Lindsay Smith from Blues Creek, and one of my very best friends in the whole world. We're celebrating tonight with a 70s disco skate party. I'm so excited. My best friend, Latasha Bell. Happy birthday, baby girl.
What's your costume?
Oh, I'm going to be a hippie. I had everything to make my costume at home. Can you believe it?
Didn't have to go buy anything for that one.
Did not. For tomorrow, Megan McKinney of Kernersville, Amy Carl of Burlington, Dustin Parker of Madison, Mary Hicks of Pinnacle, Sherry Utt from Winston-Salem, Gary Dodson of Sophia, Patty Williard of Yakinville, Jennifer Strader from Burlington, Ashley Morris of Archdale, Scarlett Marie of Reedsville, Amanda Howard from Thomasville, and sweet little Hallie Moretz of Walkertown is turning 7 tomorrow. Happy birthday, boo.
I bet she's cute.
She's cute as a button, Dale. And for Sunday, Tyler Brooks is celebrating his 30th birthday. He's from Burlington, and it's also his parents' anniversary that day. They're celebrating 34 years. Congratulations, Rodney and Tracy Brooks.
Wow.
It's a lot of time to be married to somebody. Devin Athan's also celebrating. He's from Kernersville. Michael Short of Trinity. Brandon Bauman of...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kernersville, Michael West of Winston-Salem, Shelby White of Kernersville, Michael Short from Trinity, Erica Woolridge of Winston-Salem, Holly Martin from Kernersville, and Edvin McGalliam of Clemens. He's 6 years old on Sunday, cute as a button too, and Michael Thompson of Kernersville celebrating Sunday. We hope you have a great birthday weekend. Get out, go do something, enjoy the weather, enjoy yourself, celebrate your life in another year of making it around the sun. If you want to get on the, I'm so excited this morning. And if you want to get on the Wolf's birthday shout out list, you can go to 931wolfcountry.com or send us a little DM, Facebook and Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case we miss yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Go ahead, pop the top on another monster.
I don't even have one this morning.
Tell me, do I make you wanna
Wake up with the Wolf Show a little bit after 8 and a beautiful day on the way today. Sunny 72. It's 52 right now.
It is. And, you know, sometimes we don't get all the birthdays on the birthday shout. It's kind of hard to keep
up with
them.
It's hard to believe that everyone wasn't on that list you just read. I mean, everybody.
Everybody. We had someone text in to us, wanted to wish Wayne Royal of Stokesdale a very happy birthday today. Sorry you weren't on the original list, but here you are with your own birthday break, Wayne. Wow. Wayne.
You're the star today.
Wayne is the star.
Panthers 3-0 now beat the Texans last night.
Yeah, baby!
24-9.
Look, I was like, I can't stay up and watch this, even though I want to. Please let them win. Woke up this morning, 3-0.
You watched the whole, you did not stay up?
No, look, once I realized it was Thursday Night Football, even if it was the Panthers, I laid in bed with Frank. Danny was watching the game. I was out. I didn't care. I could go to bed early that night.
Listen, let me hear that snore again.
That wasn't even a good one.
Yeah, it's probably louder than that. I got a feeling. I've been doing all this pumpkin spice news because there's so much pumpkin spice stuff. Well, we're getting ready to head into October, and everybody's stocking up on candy for Halloween. Now, if you live in a neighborhood, you know who you are, and you know who I'm talking about. If you live in a neighborhood that gets hit,
mm-hmm.
You know, there are neighborhoods that get hit.
That's
hard.
My neighborhood.
And you got to start. I used to live in one of those neighborhoods. And my neighbor, when I moved in there, we worked together. She said, I'm going to warn you right now. First week of October, when you go to the grocery store, just buy candy every
time. Yeah, you have to. You really do.
Because by the time October 31st gets here, you'll have enough to last the 2 hours or whatever when you get the onslaught.
Y'all, I am at the top of our road. And it is a busy. That's the whole reason I moved to this neighborhood, is that it was a trick-or-treating neighborhood. I'm so excited about this year. Last year was pretty good. I think this year, though, it's going to be a hit. I set up at the end of my driveway, Dale, with all the decor and the big thing of candy, and I just love seeing people come by in their costumes.
Have you already bought candy?
No, I'm going to start.
Well, Walmart has something you might be interested in now. It's the first time they've done this, and it's an exclusive there. A giant box of Hershey's Halloween treats, and here's what comes in the box. It has 488 Kit Kat miniatures, Rolos, Reese's miniatures, Jolly Rancher Chews, Twizzler Twists, and Kisses.
How much is it, Dale?
It's $30.
That is a score!
It is.
And that starts when?
That's why I'm telling you about it. It's there now.
I'm going to get one today. Honey got paid today. Not me, but he did. He's going to pay for it.
Celebrating Halloween with that special box, and it's available now, so get it.
Oh, my gosh, that is too cool for school. I'm going to Walmart right after we get off air.
So I just wanted to tell everybody about that in case you wanted to stock up if you're in one of those neighborhoods.
Yeah, I'm going to need all that. And then there's leftovers for me, too.
Yes.
40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom.
Yeah, they're ringing.
Ooh, TGIF, Friday is finally here. It did seem like a long week this week, but we've made it. We got the weekend and perfect weather for the weekend, too. Sunny, 72 today. That's pretty much the story the whole weekend. It's a little warmer. 75 on Saturday, 75 on Sunday with sunshine.
Dale, I know this is random and off the wall. I just saw our boss post something on Facebook.
Yeah.
He said he was playing Brooks and Dunn's Neon Moon in his home studio this morning.
Right.
He said his wife runs in excited that she discovered a song that's blowing up on TikTok. Have you heard the remix of Neon Moon? It's got a great beat behind it. It's pretty cool. But, you know, there's a whole TikTok to it. Anyways, he said, poor thing forgets I've only played this song a billion times over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You know? But it is such a good remix, Tiff. I feel you, girl.
I've been looking at some. I finished a show I was watching on Netflix,
which I started yesterday.
You started that one?
I started that one.
All right. Well, I finished it. It's only 8 episodes, but I've started this show called You.
Yes, you did.
So we'll talk about this We'll talk about this in a little bit. I'll tell you where I'm at and give you some tips on some other stuff that's new to streaming over the weekend. You know, if you're going to be inside, kick back, piled up at night with a blankie on the couch, looking for something, even if it's a scary movie, there's some of those. The Halloween movies are starting to creep in. We'll tell you about them.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Hi, I'm one of the...
How many places you see in this sign? Due to the national coin shortage, we will only be able to accept a debit card or exact change. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Look, I've been saying for the last year that whole thing is a joke.
Well, here's the thing. I dug into this for you. I did the research so you don't have to. Here's what's going on. There is not, I repeat, not a coin shortage. The problem is circulation of coins. And they're blaming this. And by the way, there's a group of people who form this U.S. Coin Task Force.
I was going for the Coin Alliance, but that one works too.
There are members from 11 groups, including the U.S. Mint, Federal Reserve, American Bankers, and on. Anyway, they're saying that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, for one thing, and changes in spending habits, where people just don't use cash very much anymore. They're always using a card, and their coins are at home.
Yeah, I got a big old coin jar at home.
Listen, people, that coin jar, I don't care how full it is, it'll buy you a tank of gas or a couple of runs to Chick-fil-A, but that's it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just taking up space. I know it's cool to go, hey, I wonder how much money's in there now. Look how big that jar is. I'll tell you how much. Not much.
We have a one of those old water cooler, the blue thing, like
water bottle, yeah.
Yeah, and so slowly Danny and I were filling it up. Well, now it's become Frank's change jar. So he gets a little dollar bill. He'll go slip it in there. Like, literally the top of it is nothing but dollar bills. It's like a bunch of change in the bottom and then dollar bill.
Yeah, good luck getting all that out of there.
Yeah, you got to shake it like crazy. We have hit it up for the ice cream man, though, occasionally. Oh. I said, I have $20 in quarters. Will this work?
That's about all that stuff's going to do for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the thing. There's no coin shortage. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. It's because people have hoarded up all the coins. It's because of COVID-19. And by the way, don't say, oh, it's because the U.S. Mint is down because we're down because, no, they're not. Mm-mm. They've been going 24 hours a day nonstop. There are billions of dollars of coins in circulation. Plenty of coins.
But there's, you're right. We just, you get your paychecks now. Most people just, it deposits right to a bank account. There's no cash in a check anymore. You know, you only get cash if you need it. And it's like,
I mean, how many times have you been in a line at a grocery store and somebody pulls out a checkbook? You're like, oh my gosh, I'm just leaving.
That's my mom at Harris Teeter, because they don't cash it until, like, if she goes on a Monday, they won't cash it until like Friday. So if she doesn't have money, she'll have money by Friday. She can still buy her groceries.
Because the check's sitting in a sitting in a box somewhere to be taken to the bank or scanned into the system.
So she knows she can get those groceries on credit.
Yeah. They pull out the checkbook, and then after that, or before that, excuse me, before that, they pull out that coupon organizer.
Oh, God, not the coupon lady.
The fan, the one that fans out, they're organized in there.
My husband used to work at Harris Teeter, too, and he said coupon days, the double coupon day. Yeah. He said, oh, I just wanted to kill somebody being a checkout clerk.
For a lot of people, that's a hobby. Coupon clipping is a hobby. It's what they do.
I love getting ones at, like, Food Lion. They direct to what I buy. So it's like, cool, yeah. I can actually use these. I'm not having to do math, you know. I love that. But
Their database programs have gotten it down to a science.
I wish.
I'll tell you who's best at that is the largest grocery store chain in America, the Kroger Company. Mm-hmm. They own Harris Teeter and Kroger and Ralph's and all these grocery stores. And they mastered that program of tracking what you buy, customizing those mailers and coupons directly to you, and using that card to give you the opportunity to automatically get coupon discounts at the grocery store when you ring your stuff out.
I love a frequent flyer card, man. I'll type in my little phone number. Save
it's all
you
a database scheme, and it's getting your info.
I don't care. Get it. You're saving me some dollars.
Look, whatever info you're getting on me is going to be the most boring thing you've ever seen.
Absolutely.
And there ain't nothing you can do with it, so have at it. Say baby. It goes from a bang box to a boom box.
The bang box,
the bang
bang
box
me.
It's a boom box.
If you're just playing like this, and I'm bang bang. Sound just like him, didn't it?
It did. 8:41. Welcome to Friday. It's Wake Up with a Wolf Show. Thank you for having us on this morning. Did you get a cup of coffee this morning? Did you make your own? Do you go to a coffee shop? You got a favorite place you enjoy getting coffee?
Oh, Dale. You know my bougie butt.
I know.
I love me some Starbucks. I'll take Dunkin' too, though, but Starbucks is my number one.
Well, there's an interesting ranking I ran into as I catching up on some reading. The worst coffee cities in America, Raleigh, is almost number one. Raleigh's the number two worst place for coffee. They must be in bad need of some good coffee shops.
I guess so.
In Raleigh. See, the local spot, there's a really... Coffee shops done right can create a little vibe in the coffee shop. that people love. You know,
local roots in Kernersville is just like that. There's so many people. They flood there because they love that vibe they put off.
So, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to find out who's got the, where is the best local coffee shop.
Look, like I said, you know I'm bougie, love my Starbucks, but I will say close second for me is Local Roots. They've got just that cool vibe when you walk in. Everybody's super sweet behind the counter, and they got the same stuff you can get down the street, but with your neighbor serving it to you.
Put that poll up today. I want to put that up today sometime. Okay. I want to see what that ends up being. We'll look at that next week.
Okay.
And see what. But I was surprised at Raleigh, second worst town for coffee in America. Are you kidding me? By the way, number one's Portland. Oregon, that's the number one spot. Seattle, not number one. In fact, it's in the top five, but it's not even number
really?
Four. Yeah. So anyway, let's put that up there and find out. Where is your favorite coffee shop?
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. And let's talk a little bit about movies, TV. It's the weekend after all. Finally Friday, we made it. Beautiful weather weekend, by the way. Sunny, 72, 48 tonight, mostly sunny. Saturday, 75. Same thing on Sunday. Could it be any better? I think not.
Gorgeous. Good. We can go pumpkin patch picking or the fair or the folly or, you know, whatever's going on around your town.
There's some pumpkin patches opening up today, as a matter of fact. Sunny in 61 now. I've started watching You. It's a show on Netflix.
So good.
It's been recommended to me by you and a couple of other people. Pretty interesting so far. I'm about three episodes in.
It's good though, right?
Yeah, it hooks you in.
It does.
First of all, I knew the first time I saw that guy, he was a psychopath. Okay, just so.
It's funny because he's played some really great characters in other shows, but he fits the stalkery creeper really well.
Joe's a psychopath.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt about it. Now, Sex Life, which is not Sex Life, it's Sex / Life. I've already finished that. And I think I said this on the air the other day. Wait till you finish the show. I predicted correctly the last line in the show verbatim.
How far in did you predict that?
No, it was. It's not. I knew it was on the last episode, and I knew the way that things developed and the way it did end before the last line was spoken. I said to myself, "I bet the last line is," and sure enough, it was that.
Funny. Funny. See, where I'm at right now, nothing has really unfolded yet, but there's something, I don't know, I'm intrigued.
Oh, it's going to unfold, all right.
I know, I'm scared to know where it goes, because this chick just has her little happy, beautiful, gorgeous family. Don't mess it up, man, and I think it's going to definitely get messed up. After episode two, it's going into the gutter.
All right, we'll see. I want a full report daily.
I meant to tell you, the whole reason we did this TV break, Tiger King 2, Dale, is coming by the end of the year.
Well, I don't know how excited I am about that, but it was a huge hit last year. So
well, Carol Baskin is mad about it too, boy. I tell you what.
I bet. Hey, some of you may or may not know it, but you know, the James Bond movie's coming out. Everybody knows I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last time Daniel Craig's going to play James Bond. And of course, the bookies around the world, especially the ones in Europe, I take all these bets on who's going to be the next guy.
Oh, it's fun to guess.
And the latest odds and the rankings are in the top slot. At 9-4, it's Tom Hardy.
That's fine with me. Boy, oh boy, is he a dreamboat.
Followed by this guy on Bridgerton. What's his name? Reggie Jean Page.
You asking the wrong one. I ain't a Bridgerton girl.
Idris Elba is still in the running. Henry Cavill is in there.
I think that would be nice. Idris Elba would be great.
They've got a lot of good possible candidates. It'll be interesting to see who they do end up picking.
It'll never be the person we want it to be. That's how it always is. Anytime I read a book and the movie's coming out, they never fit the script in my mind of who it should have been.
Yeah, everybody complained and whined, and they wrote all kinds of horrible things about Daniel Craig when they chose him, and he ends up being really the most popular Bond ever.
It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah. In the theaters, Dear Evan Hansen, I'm Your Man, and On These Grounds.
I have seen the preview for Dear Evan Hansen, and oh my goodness. It just seems super sweet.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a trailer for that. I'll have to check that out.
It's definitely one of those, I don't know, it'll probably make you cry and laugh.
Oh, it's one of those.
Uh-huh.
It's the feel-good movie of the fall.
She was storming through the house that day, and I could see if you wanted to.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There's Chris Lane and Fill Them Boots. Well, That's about it. That's about all the damage we can do today. What a weekend we've got coming up for you.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait.
This weather is what you've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. It simply is going to be perfect all weekend long for whatever you're
going to
be doing.
What a fantastic kickoff to fall. Got the thing going on in King, Mayberry Days, or whatever it is.
That's in Mount Airy.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the city. You got the spring.
It's close.
The spring slash fall folly in Kernersville this weekend. It's just feeling like it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful weekend all the way through Sunday. Enjoy it. This weather's going to stick with us, in fact, into the beginning of next week. Coming up next, Katie and Company.
And it's our last day to get in some you time with Scotty McCreary. He's on the Superstar Power Hour.
I see what you did there.
You like
enjoy
that?
Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your weekend. It's going to be beautiful, whatever you do. Good weekend to go pick a place and eat outside on their patio.
Oh, that sounds like such a plan, man.
All right, let's do it. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye everybody.
The Professional Bull Riders return. Bigger, bigger, better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.